my internet friends and family. You have no idea how much I love Big Fatty in the Morning and Poodle and Jimmy, Jimmy, and my Baron Frosty. One moment, please. My Kathy Bacon call-ins. And even my internet people that we text and stuff.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty in the Morning and Poodle.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1802 of the BFO for Monday the 22th of December 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to have a quick recap of the podcasting dinner in Atlanta and the 2011 Crimo Spectacular. Yes, my baby. Hello, Nagas. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are Nagas today because, y'all, Big Fatty's been in the Nog. Big Fatty. And, y'all, I've just returned from the podcast in Hatlanta, supper and visit to the Cockadoodle-doos, and y'all have been overserved. Big Fatty. And y'all, I blame it all on that Georgian Atlanta. Big Fatty. But y'all, it was lovely. It was a lovely evening. Let's see, who all was there? It was at Georgian Atlanta and Gay Country West. Big Fatty, is it spelled C? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And his homosexual lover, Travis. And y'all, Romo was there from the Pod Cubs. And y'all, then we had Rodan and Gambit from over there at the Pot as my co-pilot, and Termly Single Tim. Big Fatty, was the baby arm there? It was. Then there was Epilouie. Big Fatty, we love Epilouie. It's true. Peter Potamus. And let's see, who am I forgetting? Big Fatty, we don't know. Go around the table. Okay, no, you got that one, you got that one. And then one of Gay Country West's and Travis's friends was there with us also. And y'all, then we went to a place called Cock-a-Doodle-Doo's. Big Fatty, and y'all, it was just young boys dancing around in the underpants. But that's not as good as this.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play some of my favorite Crema music. And I'm going to just tell you some stories about when Big Fatty was growing up and about the hats and things like that. Now, y'all, I've already told the story of the flaming chair. But, y'all, it probably goes, it probably deserves repeating. So I'll just give you the Reader's Digest version. The orange hat used to drink and cavort and and smoke and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, he was drunk one Crema Eve, and so I had to drive him home from his office. And y'all, we had bought one of my brothers a special wooden chair, and it was all packaged up in the box. And you know, we had opened the box to look at it, make sure it was in good condition, and the arms were wrapped with packing and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, so this chair was in the back of his truck, and we're driving home, and my father's smoking, and it just drove me damn crazy. And he threw the cigarette out, and y'all, I All of a sudden, a couple of minutes later, I look out the rearview mirror, and y'all, the back of the truck is on fire. It's on fire! And y'all, I pull over to the side of the interstate, and I get back in the back, and I throw the box with the chair, the flaming chair in it, out of the truck, because I didn't want the truck to explode. And then I pull the chair out of the box and stomp out the padding that has caught fire, and you know, finally it's all out, and needless to say, the hat got real quiet. Got real quiet as we resumed our trip. And then, y'all, out of nowhere, he said, "I turned around and I thought it was Halley's Comet." Now, y'all, as mad as I was, it's just that kind of shit like that. It's just crazy shit that just, it absolutely cracks me up. So anyway, needless to say, crim, I'm warning, there were lots of stories to be told when my brother had a burned chair as his main crema gift. Now, y'all, there are numerous stories of when Big Fatty was a child, and some of the things that he did or whatever as a child. And, y'all, my mother tells the story. And, y'all, I thought I had a picture of this, and this was going to be my show artwork, but I couldn't find it. But anyway, my mother says that I was about, four or five, you know, something about that, around that age, all I wanted for Crema that year was an ironing board and an iron. So I could iron and like she did. And so anyway, but I don't know. I don't know. Y'all, I can't stand to iron now. But, y'all, there was a picture of me just as proud as a peacock, ironing away on crema morning. So, y'all, there was another story that my mother tells. In the old days, we didn't have all these fancy crema trees like we have nowadays. Y'all, you had basically a choice of a balsam or a Scotch pine. And, you know, the balsam, it looked like fingers of, you know, and that's the one that smelled like the traditional Christmas tree. No, none of these Fraser firs or noble pines or anything like that that I can remember anyway. Those were basically your two choices. So we always got the one that looked like had the fingers. And y'all, you had the big lights to go on them. Not the big size like outside, but none of these little tiny white lights or colored lights or anything like that. It was the regular mid-size lights. And y'all, we set, you know, we just drove the hats crazy. Oh, we need to put the tree up. We need to put the tree up. We need to put the tree up. And y'all, so we put the tree up. And y'all, as the time went on, you would walk into the living room where the tree was, and y'all, it would sound like it was raining. The needles would just come crashing down. And y'all, by Christmas Eve, there was not a single needle left on the tree. It was a stick. It was worse than Charlie Brown's tree. And y'all, they had to go out and get a brand new tree on Christmas Eve. Undecorated and redecorated. And y'all, you know, in the old days, we didn't have all these garlands and everything. You basically had lights, and you had balls and icicles. And y'all, you would put the icicles on one at a time, and that's what took so damn forever. And then when Grandma was over, you would take them off one at a time and put them in a magazine and save them for the next year. Y'all, it was the biggest waste of time and energy ever. So anyway, but Y'all, the music we're listening to right now is Ray Conniff and the Ray Conniff Singers. And Big Fatty just loved Ray Conniff. Y'all, I loved Mitch Miller and, you know, Sing Along with Mitch. And then, of course, the, you know, just the instrumental things also. But and the Carpenters were also very big on Big Fatty's crema list also. Now, y'all, I remember one year that I woke up early. And, well, I tell you what, I'll tell you that one in just a minute. Yes, Big Freddy, save something for him to come back to.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Dear Higashi, y'all, you know, everybody tries to find their crema gifts ahead of time. And y'all, I was rummaging around one year in my mother's closet in her bedroom. And y'all, I saw this box that said telescope. And y'all, I didn't want a damn telescope. But it was just like, oh gosh, what am I going to do with a telescope? And, you know, so I prepared myself that I was going to be excited to get the telescope come crema morning. And so y'all, we opened all the gifts and everything, you know. And Santa Claus, when Santa Claus came to see us, he would always set the toys out. They wouldn't be wrapped up. And then the gifts, you know, there'd be a few gifts from the relatives and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, the toys were always out. And y'all, I came in and I was looking at all the stuff that Santa Claus had brought and everything. And y'all, I didn't see the telescope. And I thought, well, maybe it's wrapped up or something. So y'all, we opened up all the wrapped gifts. And y'all, there still wasn't a telescope. And y'all, I had to come clean. And so y'all, after all these gifts... And, you know, your parents, the Hats always wanted to have it even between me and my brothers. You know, no one got any more than anyone else. And they worked very hard at that. But so I turned to them after all the gifts were open. And, y'all, I said, is that all? And, y'all, you would.